If you're in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area and need something great and fun to do, why not stop in to Pinball PA? Located in Aliquippa, just 10 minutes from the Pittsburgh airport, there's over 420 games on the floor, 200-some pinball machines, 200-some of your favorite video games. That's Donkey Kong, Asteroids, Space Invaders. You name it, it's there. So check it out, Pinball PA. Go online and see what all is going on there at pinballpa.com. Once again, pinballpa.com. Pinball PA, it's where the action is.
It's Saigon Kick right here on your classic metal show with Hostile Youth.
That's right.
So, were you ever a Saigon Kick fan?
Not especially, no. I really, they're one of those bands that kind of were always under my radar. I just never got into them, really.
Yeah.
Were they good? I don't even know.
Well, you heard them. I mean, you know, they came out with that Lizard album, I believe it was like 93,
right?
And it was a big hit for them, and then they sort of struggled a little bit, and then I think they kind of went away
and they were done. All right, well,
so yeah, they were kind of one of those one and done bands, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, I really did not know much about them at all, so yeah, I can't say that I can't say that they moved me in any real way at all.
So. Right. So good. I saw a lot of the, you know, the backlash in the chat room, all the fatty pictures in there.
Oh yeah. It's lovely.
They loved it all.
Mm-hmm.
They ate it all up, as it were.
That's a Phil. I ate a Dick and a John and a Bob and a friend.
Funny.
Yeah, dude, the funny part tonight, not a damn segment of this is going to be on YouTube. None of this can be up to this week because we've said fuck too many or faggot too many times, and then the last segment would be all you guys are fat shaming and bullying.
Oh yeah, that would be bullying.
That would definitely be bullying.
Huh.
So,
well, who knew?
Yeah. Apparently we should have known.
Well, we should have been much nicer.
Apparently so.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that somebody even writes an article like that and, you know, more or less just insists that you got to see the world my way or else.
Yeah. Yeah, she just does, you know, just a dummy. Oh, well, is what it is.
I agree. All right. Well, I think that we have enough material here for Judge Aiken.
Okay.
To make an appearance tonight and rule on some cases.
All right. Well, let's see here. Let me do this. I'm going to let you fill for a minute. I'm going to pop out just for a second and bring Judge Aiken in. How's that?
All right. Well, let me play the official bumper for Judge Aiken.
Okay.
Is that gum in your mouth, Donnie?
No.
You have a little crush on me?
No. Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to say right now.
You know, I've been watching you all year, Donnie. When you hit that shot to beat Fairfield and you were jumping up and down in your little Larry Bird short shorts and sweating like a jar of pickles in the hot sun. God, that was so hot.
Is this really happening?
This is happening. It's happening right now in my office.
Okay, awesome. So I'm totally in. How do you want to do it? Because I made sex before lots of ways. So you want to go straight to hand jobs or eating me out or taking me from behind?
I'll teach you.
I'm a virgin.
So Judge Aiken has entered the court. All rise as Judge Aiken takes the bench.
Order in my court. This isn't the Rittenhouse trial here. We don't have Asian food.
Right. All right. You all may be seated. Judge Aiken is in the courtroom.
That's right.
All right, Judge. We have numerous cases on the docket that need rulings tonight.
Okay.
And these have been compiled over the last month due to the fact that the COVID has kind of kept people from being able to attend your court.
Okay.
But I think it's time now to take the mask off, ignore the vaccination mandates, and render justice upon these individuals.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Here's the first case on the docket, Judge.
Okay.
A Kentucky high school superintendent is issuing an apology after photos were posted on social media.
Wait a minute. An apology?
An apology.
Death.
After photos were posted on social media, seemingly showing students giving a lap dance to staff, among other quote unquote inappropriate behaviors.
Solid. I mean, that's terrible.
Sandra Combs, no relation to Hannity and Combs.
Sandra, C-O-L-M-E-S?
No, C-O-M-B-S.
MBS. Sandra Combs, Kentucky?
Yep. The superintendent of Hazard Independent School District confirmed in a statement that inappropriate disciplinary action has been taken following an investigation of the homecoming events at Hazard High School.
Okay.
Our district would like to apologize for the activity that has been portrayed in the media, and we regret how this has unfolded. Combs said in part, "This is not the type of event that typically occurs here at Hazard High School."
Gee, really?
"And we sincerely regret any embarrassment that it has caused our school and community."
Okay.
Governor Andy Beshear also responded to the incident, calling it totally unacceptable, as he urged the school district to take appropriate action and ensure that this will never happen again. "There's another thing that they need to do. They need to be talking to these students so that this isn't something that becomes normalized in their mind, that they think it's okay in school."
Okay.
Wow, I might have to move to Kentucky.
Yeah, sounds like it's a fun place to live. Good. Who knew about Hazard?
Yeah, well, that's a little down in the area where my dad is from.
Right.
I took a trip down through Hazard about 5 years ago with someone who's listening to the show tonight, and that was quite an adventure.
Hazard, Kentucky?
Yes.
I've been through.
Down near Whitesburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Richard Marx write a song about Hazard, Kentucky, about a murder in Hazard, Kentucky?
Well, I think there was an actual whole show called The Dukes of Hazard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, pull me up that real quick. The Richard Marx Hazard. That's the name of the song.
All right.
It's about murdering somebody in Hazard.
Really?
Yeah.
Richard Marx sang song about murder?
Richard Marx, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's about murder. I could be wrong on that.
Hazard, huh? Oh, there it is. Sure shit. All right. Play a little of this Richard Marx Hazard.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
looking at Hazard when I was just 7. Even then, the folks in town said the prejudice dies. That boy's not right.
This is Harry Chapin level shit here.
I could tell that right away.
Yeah, with, you surprised I knew this?
With the dark, ominous keyboards and yeah.
Yeah, wow. Judge Aiken listens to some Richard Marx every once in a while.
Look at that. He was married to that chick who was Penny on Dirty Dancing.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, that dancer chick that had the abortion.
Oh, good for him.
He was married to that girl.
And now he's a flaming liberal.
Aren't they all?
He's worse than most.
3 years ago when I came in on Mary, first time someone looked beyond the rumors and the lies, saw the men inside. We used to walk down the to watch the sun go down. We used to walk along the river and dream our way out of this town.
Now, Neely?
I wonder what Jeremy from Kentucky thinks about this song.
Oh, he probably helped write it.
Believe it, on Spotify, this song has over 41 million plays.
Dude, this was a big hit for Marx. This was his third record. This was like the hit.
This is actually the first time I'm hearing this song.
From Rush Street. Yeah, this was a biggie for him.
All right.
But yeah, did you notice how everything's in past tense?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get there. Keep going.
We used to do this and we used to do that. And
This has turned into an impromptu Judge Aiken meets Happy Time with Harry.
Well, sometimes Judge Aiken needs to help present facts to the court to get a grasp on the situation.
Bringing a little extra evidence to the table.
Right, exactly. We need context.
That's right.
That's what Judge Aiken brings to the table, is context to the story.
That's right.
No one understood what I felt for Mary. No one cared until the night she went out walking all alone and never came home.
Well, where did she go?
She never came home.
Well, I mean, she went out walking and then she just never came home?
No. She got in a Volkswagen Bug with a guy named Ted and that was it.
That was it?
I guess.
Okay.
Man with a badge came knocking next morning. Here was I, surrounded by a thousand fingers suddenly.
He was surrounded by a thousand what?
Fingers pointed at him.
A thousand?
Thousand, yeah.
And divide that in half, that's 500. So that's 500 people?
Or at least 250. Unless you're in Def Leppard, and it'd be 251.
Okay.
Pointed right at me. I swear I left her by the river. I swear I left her safe and sound.
Yeah, they all say that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, last time I saw her, she was safe and sound, no problem.
Yeah. Then I hooked weights to her feet and she drowned.
Right. Why are you even here? I don't know shit about what happened to her.
Yeah.
I mean, we were walking along last night. It was all good.
Yeah.
And last time I saw her, she was fine.
Yeah. She was solid. She went, took a walk, disappeared.
Right.
Where is Lacey Peterson? I mean, my chick.
I need to make it to the river. So Nebraska town,
somebody write this jail?
I think so. This is a jailhouse confession here.
Exactly. You can stop there. It just repeats the chorus at this point. So,
all right.
But there you go. Richard Marx doing his murder song.
Right. How about that? Who knew Richard Marx had it in him to off a chick?
Yeah. Meanwhile, all his other songs are hold on to the night, hold on to the memories, and it don't mean nothing if I'm not with you. And then all of a sudden this song about murder.
All right. Getting back to the story, we just want to make sure that our raising our kids right about what is and what is not acceptable, especially in the world we live in. He continued, our public schools are better than this.
Mm.
The photos in question were first shared on the Hazard High School's athletic Facebook
page. Oh, good. Good.
Though they have been since deleted from the page.
Wow. What insight to delete those pictures.
Right. The images were taken during a quote unquote man pageant. A man pageant and costume day on Thursday at Hazard High as part of their homecoming week festivities. In one shot, a student is seen wearing red underclothing while straddling a seated male staff member, seemingly giving him a lap dance.
Ew.
Another image shows a male student squatting in front of a seated staffer and touching his stomach, while one picture captured a student bending over in front of who appeared to be a Hazard High School principal, Donald quote unquote Happy Molini.
Happy Molini was getting a lap dance from a student?
From a dude, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Right.
Happy Molini.
He's also the mayor of the Perry County City.
Oh, good.
Other photos that were taken down reportedly saw female students dressed up in Hooters outfits and students and staff appearing to spank each other with a paddle.
What the fuck is going on in this town?
What's going on in Hazard?
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
After the images were posted, some parents voiced their complaints on social media.
Oh, well, good. Nothing. Why go to the school and confront the teachers directly when you can fucking tweet about it?
Right. As a mother myself, I wouldn't want my son involved with such actions, one woman told the media. While another one said she found the pageant images demeaning in many ways.
Mm.
Another mom identified as Jenna Smith said that adults should have taken action once they realized the kids were taking off their clothes.
Well, yeah.
Well, the kids were taking off their clothes in front of the adults. So why were they complaining?
Yeah, really?
I think that they should have, one point said, hey, I know this is a joke, but let's stop. This is inappropriate, she said.
Good thought there. Good thought.
Other parents defended Mobilini, who did not immediately respond to the request for comment.
All right, stop right there. I'm going to make an immediate ruling before the final ruling. All right. Any parent that defended Mobilini here or whatever his name is?
Yes.
Death. You are not suited to be a parent at all.
All right.
You should be murdered. You should absolutely be murdered if you're saying that's okay. That we had the kids.
I don't mean to correct you in your verbiage, but I think it's the death penalty.
Well, whatever.
And not murdered, but the death penalty.
You call it tomato, tomato. Tomato 50 gun, 50 cal.
Let's see here. The students, they argued for the students that they were just having fun during homecoming week.
Yeah, well, so what is, might as well have the students suck your cock then too. That'd be a lot of fun.
Judge, is it appropriate for you to make comment during the presentation of the case in front of you?
I'm offering testimony.
But you're not on trial, Judge. You're not a prosecutor. You're gonna rule on this case, Judge. Look,
I watched a bunch of that Rittenhouse trial this week, and I've pretty much learned that a judge can do whatever the fuck he wants.
All right, who am I to question Judge Aiken?
That's right.
I'm just the I'm just the prosecuting attorney here.
Get back to bailiff in here, sir.
All right. This situation at Hazard High School has been taken so far out of context, it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
One father wrote on his Facebook page, Mobilini has done so much for our school and for our kids and our community. He makes sure no kids are ever left out. So basically, he's said, everyone has access to my cock.
So clearly this guy's kid wasn't the one that was getting his dick fondled by the teachers.
No, apparently not. Or he condoned that practice.
Yeah, of course.
Hazard is a great school and we are glad that our kids go there. Mom Holly Lane agreed with Day telling the media there are only photos being showed on the internet, no videos.
Okay.
So, as long as there's no videos, it's just photos.
Yeah. It's not about the photos. Oh, my God. Wait, I'll wait till my ruling.
All right. The photos don't show the teachers pushing the children off of them. If everybody is perfect, then I would say, yeah, maybe we need to rethink something. But until somebody can prove that something is going on there other than just homecoming week and teenagers being teenagers, then I will support my kids. In the superintendent's statements, Combs said she became aware of the concerns raised by the photos depicting inappropriate student-led activities later that evening. The first thing I did on October 27th was initiate an investigation into the incident, she stated. The activities were part of homecoming festivities and were driven by the students. We strive to foster creativity in our students, but unfortunately, this time it was carried out too far. Mm. Spirit Week at Hazard School has been a long celebrated tradition. Homecoming activities were planned as the celebration for students, staff, and school communities. Combs continued, all were intended to be fun and good-natured. However, the activities did not play out as intended. The superintendent said, despite homecoming being an annual tradition, there have never been any issues in the school. However, but what we recently transpired, Combs announced she would be reviewing the policy and procedures to make certain that it doesn't happen again. In addition to taking disciplinary actions, which Combs said she could not disclose any further because it was a personal matter, she said they were also developing a student activity committee to review all student-led activities.
Well, I hope one of the primary things that they're looking for is stuff that also happens at strip clubs be banned.
Right.
I mean, geez.
Right. Okay. This should prevent any such skits from being performed in the future, she explained. While we value our students' creativity, we also must ensure that it is focused in an appropriate direction and will be more vigilant toward the goal in the future. The superintendent also said she would be providing training on the school policies and procedures, including social media use and school uniforms with district staff. At the end of the day, the lighthearted activity simply got out of hand. And for that, we apologize. In the future, we will strive to keep the lighthearted, fun nature of the school activities within the appropriate behaviors, Combs wrote. We will continue to seek to involve our students and foster their creativity with more direction. We only ask that you, not Judge Aiken, a district with a century-long tradition of striving for excellence on a single incident where fun trumped judgment. In their own statement, The Kentucky Department of Education said that they were aware of the incident and in contact with the superintendent. Mm-hmm. Under the state law, superintendents have a duty to report any instances of an educator misconduct to the Education Professional Standards Board. Their statement reads, if the investigation finds a certified educator likely violated the Kentucky Educator Code of Ethics, they are required to report this to the board. If any citizen of the Commonwealth feels that the Kentucky's Educator Code of Ethics was violated by a certified educator, they can also file a written complaint with the board by way of email.
Okay.
All right. So, so I guess the question here, Judge, is who is going to be held liable? Is it the head man in charge or head woman in charge in this case, or does everybody suffer the wrath of Judge Aiken? That's the whole question.
Do you have my music?
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
I gotta tell you, bailiff, this is one of these tragic cases, and it might be the first one ever where I'm gonna sentence everyone to death.
Everyone, everyone, students included.
Everyone, the students. I'm gonna start with the students.
All right.
Any student that willingly, jokingly or not, is lap dancing one of their teachers in a fucking assembly is not smart enough to be in civilization.
Okay.
So the students that did that have to go.
All right.
Death sentence. Now, teachers, the first time a boy in your school starts rubbing his dick or rubbing your dick with his asshole, that's an immediate, if you're not pushing him down, you're guilty. So every teacher that was sitting there taking the lap dances from the kids, guilty, death. Superintendent, not stopping this shit, letting this go on and then trying to hide it by not issuing the statement that's required to the state, death. The parents that are defending this, death. And in fact, I'm just going to say the whole goddamn city of Hazard should go away because there's nothing coming out of there worth a shit. So death.
All right.
So that's my ruling. Death to everybody in Hazard. That's it.
All right. Fair enough. All right. The next case on the docket there, Judge.
All right.
Took place not far from you to the west.
Okay.
This happened in Port Clinton, Ohio.
Yeah, I know that area very well.
Do you?
My ex-wife lives right there.
In Port Clinton?
Oh, no, Lake Milton, sorry.
No. This is over toward Toledo.
Okay, yeah, I don't know that area at all. Sorry.
All right, this is where Joe Pesci took off in a plane to go kill Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, yeah, that's right, in the movie.
Yes.
In the Irishman.
Exactly. Took off from Port Clinton.
That's right.
All right. A Castalia man could face the wrath of Judge Aiken after pleading guilty to soliciting prostitution from a minor in Ottawa County.
Okay.
Nicholas J. Hamilton, 26, pleaded guilty last week to one count of compelling prostitution, a third degree felony in Ottawa County Common Pleas Court. Hamilton initially was indicted by a grand jury in January on three counts of compelling prostitution, including two third degree felonies and one second degree felony. The indictment alleges in all three counts that Hamilton knowingly compelled prostitution from a minor who was 16 years old at the time of the reported incident, on or about December 16th of 2020.
Okay.
The third degree felony count, Hamilton ultimately pleaded guilty to specifying that he knowingly paid or agreed to pay either director or through an agent of the minor. This minor has an agent.
Yeah, apparently.
To engage in a sexual activity, regardless of whether he knew the minor's age at the time, according to the indictment. In June, Hamilton and his defense attorney, Howard Whitcomb, requested he undergo a court-ordered psychiatric evaluation to determine his mental condition and state of mind, whether he understood the wrongfulness of his actions at the time of the offenses, and submitted a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. You know, I asked that hot little 16-year-old girl down there at the McDonald's if she wanted to suck my cock. Are you out of your mind?
You're crazy wanting to get blown.
In a request, Whitcomb noted Hamilton reported he has a history of suffering from mental health issues.
Oh. Okay.
Phil lose. Shut up, you fucker. In the request, Whitcomb noted Hamilton reported he has a history of mental illness. While the request for a psychiatric evaluation was granted by a magistrate from the Ottawa County Common Pleas Court, after a competency hearing in September, Hamilton reached a plea agreement with prosecutors and the following month, according to the court records.
Okay.
As part of the agreement, Hamilton withdrew his prior not guilty plea and entered a plea of guilty to the third degree felony compelling prostitution charge, a tier 2 sex offense.
Okay.
Hamilton could face sentencing from Judge Aiken's court and a fine, and will be classified as a tier 2 sexual offender and must register with the county sheriff every 180 days for 25 years.
Wow.
If sent to prison by Judge Aiken, he will also be subject to 5 years of post-release control or patrol or parole upon release. Hamilton also agreed to pay court costs. The other two remaining counts will be dismissed at the time of sentencing, which will be done in Judge Aiken's court at 1:15 or 1:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's right.
As of right now. So let's see how Judge Aiken wants to rule.
Okay.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
You know, before I rule on this officially, bailiff, I just have a question for you.
Okay.
Is there not a way you could just see these guys and take care of this for me so it doesn't waste my time in the courtroom?
So are you saying that just looking at them, they should be disposed of immediately?
I'm saying that you have armament that I know you want to use.
Yes.
By all means, I'm giving you permission to keep this from wasting the court's time.
Okay.
One solo bullet would do. This guy is, I mean, I don't necessarily have as much of a problem with the soliciting the 16-year-old as I do not copping to it when he did it. Saying that he's trying to say that he's crazy to get out of it. No, you're not.
No, he's crazy because that's what his friends said to him.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
I got a thing for that hot little 16-year-old that works the drive-through window at McDonald's. Dude, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, well, that's it. He's not crazy. He's just a fucking pedo. And as we always sentence with all pedos, all straight pedo guys, death. That simple. There's not even much to talk about with this guy.
All right.
This guy should be straight up put down and killed.
All right. So Hoghead gets the death sentence.
Goodbye.
All right. Good enough. All right. Next up on the docket, Judge Aiken. Teacher at John A. Ferguson Senior High School has been arrested and brought into your court, accused of sex acts with a student.
All right. I mean, whoa.
A history teacher from John A. Ferguson Senior High School accused of having sex multiple times with a student has been arrested. Aaron Hamid, that's A-A-R-O-N-H-A-M-I-D, 27, turned himself into the Miami-Dade School's police department on Monday, about 2 weeks after he was reassigned from the West Kendall School and put under investigation over allegations of inappropriate behavior with a student. Hamid, I guess that's how you say his, H-A-M-I-D, was a victim advanced placement U.S. history teacher last year when she was, let's see here. Hamid was the victim's advanced placement U.S. history teacher last year when she was 16 and the 11th grade, according to the arrest affidavit. He's charged with three felony counts, including offenses against students by authority figures, unlawful sexual activity with a specified minor, and engaging in a sexual act with a familial child.
Wow.
The victim told investigators her interactions with Hamid began at beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic when she enrolled in his online class. The two began speaking through Remind, a private messenger app educators use to communicate with students and parents. Eventually, they exchanged phone numbers. Hamid would drive to the victim's house, pick her up, and would then have sex with her in his car. And after, this is not funny, Judge.
In his car.
This is very serious business here.
I'm just laughing at that he's a grown man still banging in his car.
Well, what I want to know is, were they wearing a mask?
I would hope so.
You know, safety first and everything.
That's right.
Then he would have sex with her in his car. At his Cutler Bay home. So basically, he had a home, but he banged her in the car out in front of his house.
Is that maybe the blowjob on the way over?
Who knows? The victim said this happened numerous times while she was still, he was still her teacher, and that they were in an intimate relationship for about a year. The investigation began on October 22nd when the victim's best friend told a staff member that the victim's boyfriend was a teacher at the school. Her boyfriend. She later told the officer her best friend was in an intimate relationship with her history teacher. The friend said she had talked with Hamid, whatever his name is.
Whatever.
Using the victim's phone to say hi, and that she had also been alone with them in his classroom during lunch. Investigators noted that when the principal called Hamid to the office on October 22nd to discuss the allegations, he went to the parking lot and sat in his car instead.
Oh, good.
The victim told the investigators Hamid contacted her the same day, and she deleted everything that could be incriminating from her phone.
Yeah, because those records aren't easily recoverable any other way.
Nope. A call to the phone number listed for Hamid in his arrest affidavit was sent to voicemail. Hamid has been employed by the district for 4 years and has had no prior disciplinary history. The school district said it plans to terminate his employment and will also prevent him from seeking future work with Miami-Dade County. An alleged allegation of this nature against any one of our employees is disheartening, and illicit behavior will not be tolerated. The Miami-Dade School County schools will continue to remind employees of their professional, moral, and ethical duties and responsibilities. The school district said in a statement, at least six other former teachers from the Miami-Dade County have been accused of engaging in illegal sexual relations with or attacks against their students. One of them, Calvi, most of her charges have been dropped. The 41-year-old pregnant woman is still accused of unlawfully soliciting or engaging in sexual conduct and or relationships of romantic nature with a student, according to the formal charges filed with Miami-Dade court. Mm-hmm.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
Well, bailiff, once again, it's a guy, teacher, death. The guys get death. It's that simple.
So I presented the whole case to you, Judge, and immediately you knew it was death just because it was a dude?
Once he walked into the courtroom, I was like, the game over.
All right.
Game over, but I will say I have an additional ruling of 25 years for the friend. Because once again, the friend, not minding her own fucking business, stepped in and blew the cover that the other girl didn't necessarily want to happen. So yeah, the teacher's a fucking piece of shit for fucking a 16-year-old, but the friend is also a piece of shit for stepping in when it's none of her fucking business. 25 years for her.
So being a snitch is still a bad thing in Judge Aiken's court.
Damn right. And let's be honest, 16-year-old in fucking Miami, you know there's some hotness going on there.
Right. Let's ask our friend Bob Leather.
Yeah, there's, you know, we hear all the time about how sweaty their pussies are in in fucking Miami.
Right.
So yeah, that's my rule. Death for this guy, 25 years for the friend.
All right. Fair enough. Judge Aiken has ruled.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, since we're still in Florida, another Florida case, Judge.
Okay.
A Florida teacher accused of having a romantic relationship with a 15-year-old male student.
That's terrible.
We'll have most of the charges against her dropped by the state.
That doesn't mean Judge Aiken will.
That's why I'm, you know, including that in the statement here, Judge.
All right.
Prosecutors say that it will reduce the charges filed against a pregnant Hyrie Calvi.
Going down fast. Pregnant. Oh boy.
HEIRYCALVI.
Hyrie Calvi. Is that a guy?
No, it's a chick.
Every picture that came up was a guy.
HEIRYCALVI.
Yeah, a lot of guy pics. Oh, here we go.
You might think it's Rachel Madcow.
Yeah. God damn it. Just when I was hoping for a good one. Then we get this fucking disaster.
This fucking disaster.
Jesus.
No boner material there, Judge Aiken.
I'd just like to say this is one of the worst days in my courtroom's history. There's nothing strokeable here. Nothing. Ugh. Come on.
Might as well be a dude, right, Judge?
Looks like she could be the substitute teacher for Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or she could be Rachel Madcow's life partner.
She's Joel Polnicek's fucking mom.
Right.
Yuck. What's with those earrings?
I don't know.
What are those? Those are hard. They look like little gunner bullets or something. And why can't she brush her hair? Make her hair look better. She looks terrible.
Right.
Pig.
Prosecutors say it will reduce the charges filed against the pregnant Harry, including dropping counts of lewd and lascivious battery. But the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office said that it will still file one felony count under the Florida law that it makes it a crime for someone in a position of authority to commit an offense against a student. Ms. Calvi, she's 41, Judge, is accused of unlawfully soliciting or engaging in sexual conduct and or a relationship of a romantic nature with a student, according to the charges.
She's looking every minute of that 41 too. Jesus. Yes.
The reduced charges mean that Ms. Calvi would not be classified as a sex offender if convicted in Judge Aiken's court, and would face a reduced prison sentence. Prosecutors said that they reduced the charges based on the conversation with the victim. Ms. Calvi's lawyers have stated that the teenager previously told police that the pair did not have sex. The allegations against Ms. Calvi were based on middle school rumors. This is why it is so important to let the process play out before a person is crucified in the media or in Judge Aiken's court.
Right.
Thankfully, before the formal charges are filed, our legal system provides a process in which a prosecutor reviews the evidence and interviews the witnesses. Ms. Rodriguez said that Mr. Rodriguez said that the father of Ms. Calvi's child is her husband, and predicting that the remaining charges would be ultimately dismissed as well. Police began an investigation when the school staffer reported students talking about the teenager showing off a video of him having sex with an adult woman.
Oh boy.
A video.
Again.
The students
can't keep it quiet.
The students reported the female in the video was Ms. Calvi. The boy's parents turned over the teenager's phone, and police discovered a string of evidence according to the arrest reports. These included messages between the pair in which they each state to one another, "I love you."
Can you imagine being in fucking history class or something and going, "Dude, you want to see Miss Calvi sucking my dick?" Can you imagine doing that?
And she's got this big distended belly.
Yuck.
A police report stated that when the youngster was confronted with the evidence, he admitted that they had sex and reiterated he is not a victim. Well, I like the thought that he says he's not a victim, huh? I wanted some of that snatch.
Dude, I fed Miss Calvi's baby with my jizz.
Exactly. My baby gravy.
Yeah, there you go.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
I got to tell you, Bailiff, this is one of the hardest cases we've had in a while. I don't know what to do with this one. Right. The student said not a victim. And I agree, he's not a victim. He just got his knob polished by some fucking fatso pregnant teacher.
Right.
That's probably desperate for fucking cock after settling until she got knocked up, and probably now her husband doesn't want to fuck her because she looks all gross from being pregnant.
Right.
So then again, she's not a looker, so she's got to do some time for that. I don't know. 3 months? We'll give her 3 months time just to have the baby, I guess. And then if she whips that body back into shape, then she'll get the rest. No, I'm going to sentence her to a year, but she can get good behavior if she gets that ass back in shape once she has that baby. How's that? I think that's a fair ruling. So a year with 9 months temporary, 9 months potentially
suspended.
Yeah. So there we go. And the student, no time at all. Good for him for saying he's not a victim. And he was happy to fucking get his dick sucked by his teacher. Good for him.
All right, Judge. There seems to be a lot of cases in Florida.
Okay.
This also happened in Florida, Fort Walton Beach.
Okay.
A former Ruckel Middle School teacher who was arrested in February for having sex with a student has pleaded no contest charges brought against her and will serve at Judge Aiken's discretion.
Okay.
All right. This chick is 35 years old, Judge.
Okay.
Her name is Haley, Haylee.
All right.
Morgan, Morgan. Haley Morgan.
Okay. There's a million of those. Where's she from? What's the place?
She's from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. She also goes by Haley Hallmark.
Haley Hallmark.
That's what is she, a porn star?
Oh, there's not very many pictures of her.
Haley Morgan. Haylee.
Haley Morgan. Let's look up Hallmark. Hallmark. Oh, come on. Really? Oh, dude.
This just goes back to my co-host, Chris Hagen, which you may know him. I don't know.
Yeah, if I've heard of him. He's a fucking hack. Not funny. Yeah.
He's more or less made the proclamation that no matter how nasty a chick is, as long as she has a puss, she can get some action.
Oh, this girl here could get some action. Unfortunately, you'd never want her to put these fucking chompers near your cock. Jesus.
Wow, look at that.
Hello, gums. That shit almost looks like a prosthetic that she stuck in her mouth and they took a picture before they fell into place.
Yeah, she's got 50-50 going on there. She's got 50% gums and 50% teeth.
Look at the fucking Mr. Ed's on that one.
Yeah, she's got the gummy smile going on.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got the Jerry Seinfeld going on there.
That is brutal there.
Holy yeah. Wow. As she would definitely rake your dick, Judge.
Ugh, all right, she's already doing time just for that.
Haley Morgan, 35, who also goes by Haley Hart. Why does she go by two names?
I don't know.
Hallmark. Let's see here. Morgan Close agreed to the terms of the deal. The former educator and soccer coach, she's a soccer coach, was originally charged with lewd and lascivious battery of a child between the ages of 12 and 16, sexual assault on a minor, and engaging in lewd conduct with a student while acting in a position of authority. Mm-hmm. New charges of lewd and lascivious battery of a child and sexual assault on a minor were added in March when it was learned that Morgan had engaged in a sexual encounter with the victim while the two were attending a school dance team event in Osceola County.
Okay.
According to an arrest report, the sexual relationship between the teacher and coach and student lasted for about 3 years.
Wow.
From 2017 to 2020.
Okay.
So this kid was banging this teacher out for 3 years.
Yeah.
During the time, Morgan Close was coaching the Ruckel dance team as well as the soccer team. The events from which the second set of charges stemmed took place during the same time frame that the sexual encounters were occurring in Okaloosa County.
Okay. Wow,
this is multi-county wide.
That's right.
The original arrest report states that the relationship grew out of text exchanges, of course
it did,
that occurred when Morgan Close was the girl's soccer coach.
Mm-hmm.
the victim at Tuscaloosa County victim's investigation that the texting turned into sexting after she had removed on the high school in August of 2018. It also became physical about the same time. Numerous sex acts happened at the Ruckel Middle School when the victim, then a high school schooler, was assisting Morgan Close with sports activities at the campus, the arrest report. So this went on for 3 years, and now, of course, now it's a problem.
Yeah. Apparently. So in other words, the kid got caught.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
I got to be honest here, bailiff. With the first picture I looked at, her teeth looked like something that should be running circles on a desk, chomping away. It just looked like those big, stupid, fake teeth that you see.
Right.
And she's got horrendous teeth. There's no doubt about that. She's fucking Austin Powers' sister.
Right.
But look at a picture I put up now.
Now knowing you a little bit, Judge, on a personal basis, I know you like the big cans.
I like the big titties.
The nice flat belly and the big cans. So I'm going to think that your judgment might be influenced by the big cans.
The nice titties and the flat stomach changed my view on this lady.
All right.
Really did. And I'm envious of this 15-year-old that was banging the shit out of this broad. Can you imagine banging that when you were 15?
No, not at 15.
That would have been something. That would have been fun. This is a tough one. Wow, 3 years, you got to bang that out?
Yeah.
I would have said if he was also banging like a high school girl too, so he could get like the old bitch and the young bitch.
Right.
But they didn't tell us. So
but this girl is woman is 35.
Yeah. Pretty rocking body for 35.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
As long as when she's making her O faces, it's with her fucking lips over her teeth. It's probably not bad.
Right.
Oh man. Another hard case here. I'm going to say.
You said hard case.
Yeah. And I said it on purpose too. This is a Viagra of a trial, I gotta say.
Right. So what happens to this teacher, Judge?
I think she's sentenced to about a year's community service in my chambers.
Oh.
Quite honestly. So we can have some re-education, I guess.
Will she be dusting off your law books, Judge?
She'll be doing some polishing of something or another, that's for sure. Not sure what yet, but she'll be polishing something. But
she does wear a friendship bracelet, you know, there on her left arm.
Yeah. WWJD, what would Judge do?
Right.
Of course. I'm going to sentence her to, you know, I'm going to go light on her. Only 6 months to my chambers.
All right. And one last case here on the docket, Judge.
All right.
I don't think you're going to be happy about this one.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to bring this court session on a down note.
Can I just say death?
But knowing you the way that I know you,
yeah,
you're going to be really disappointed.
All right. Let's hear.
Now this happened in my state. This happened in Indiana.
Okay.
Winchester, Indiana.
Okay.
A woman who until recently was the principal of Union Elementary School hasn't been accused of engaging in a sexual behavior with a male student in his early teens.
Okay.
Now you want to look this up.
All right.
Her name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, uh-huh. Breedlove, B-R-E-E-D-L-O-V-E. Now she's only 34, Judge. Wow. But I think you're going to be very disappointed.
Egad.
She's a farmer in Indiana.
Mm.
She was arrested on Tuesday on the Randolph Circuit Court warrant, charging with her 5 counts of sexual misconduct with a minor.
She's barely a woman. Dude, why did you have to do this one to end? Couldn't you have done the girl with the tits at the end? Jeez, oh man.
Well, Judge, you as a person of, in a position of law, mm-hmm. you need to be impartial. And I'm going to rely on your impartiality.
I'll hear her case, but she's already starting with a target squarely at her forehead.
One of the misconduct charges filed against her was a level 4 felony, carrying up to whatever, judgment Judge Aiken decides.
Yeah.
While the other 4 were level 5 felonies with a maximum sentence of whatever Judge Aiken decides.
Okay.
According to the court documents, a detective with the Randolph County Sheriff's Department viewed 2 videos. There's always video.
Videos.
But this is what I never understand, is who in the fuck is always shooting these videos?
Yeah, I don't know.
One of which showed Breedlove giving the juvenile a hug in a school hallway, and another that showed her kissing the boy's neck on a school bus.
Wow.
During a later interview with the detective, the boy, apparently in junior high school at the time of his dealings with Breedlove.
Wait a minute, junior high school?
Junior high school.
So he's like 10, 11?
Well, I think junior high school is like 7 through 9.
So maybe 13?
What is 9th grade, right? 6th grade is 12, 13 is 7, 14 is 8, 15.
15, okay.
All right. Apparently in junior high school at the time of his dealings with Breedlove, provided details of alleged sexual encounters with the principal in her office at the elementary school. The child reported that he and the principal had also communicated by online by way of Facebook Messenger.
That's good.
And
that's private.
That she had sent him a copy of a message informing her she was being suspended from her job as a result of inappropriate relationship with a student. The detective reported Breedlove declined to be interviewed. He obtained a search warrant to seize the farmland woman's cell phone. A news release issued on Tuesday by the Union School Corporation said that Breedlove resigned as the principal of the Union Elementary School in Modoc on October 18th, okay. Providing a safe school environment and high quality education to our students have always been a paramount. Superintendent Michael Huber said in a release, with this in mind, Union School Corporation supports the ongoing investigation being conducted by the Randolph County Sheriff's Department and Randolph School Prosecution's Office. That release said school officials could not comment on the allegations against the former principal.
Okay.
It's time for sentencing from Judge Aiken.
Well, the first thing I need to do is launch a separate investigation into where they got this those numbers for her ID. Where did they get that? The gas pump in Mayberry? Hey, look at that.
I see that.
That looks like it's from the 60s.
It is.
I mean, that looks like the Fenway Park scoreboard.
It is.
That's horrible. You know, I would expect a jail to have a little more money than that.
Right.
So that's the first thing we got to investigate. Second thing we got to investigate is if this is truly a woman or not. This might be a sexual assault in a different way that we're not even considering here. She's atrocious. I don't like the skate punk look at all.
The skate punk.
She's atrocious.
Right.
And how much does she drink? Look at her big red nose. She's all fucked up. Ugh. Just the kid, the young kid is just going to be, you know, devastated that his first sexual experience was with this guy.
Traumatized.
Yeah. He's going to think back to, ugh, I was fucking that guy.
I had sex with Bill Clinton. I know how Monica Lewinsky felt now.
Yeah, really.
Being violated by Bill Clinton in a sweatshirt.
Oh, this is brutal.
After he made a stop at McDonald's for his Big Mac.
That's right. In the haberdashery for a cigar or two. But I don't even know what to give this fucking. There's a lot of ick to this. The kid is too young.
A lot of ick.
She's just an ick. All right, 10 years. She gets 10 years. I'm not going to kill her. I mean, it is still vagina to penis on some level, but.
You're making that assumption, Josh.
I am making that assumption. I haven't heard otherwise. So with that said, I'll give her 10 years for being a hideous first time for this kid.
All right.
So 10 years.
Fair enough, Judge.
There we go.
All right. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Classic Metal Show. Judge Aiken has ruled.
That's right.
And Judge Aiken rules that that all of you have a great and prosperous week until we come back next Saturday.
Yeah. Now go to bed, you fucks.
All right, Judge. I'm going to let you pick a departing song to take us out of the evening.
How about I'll go with Armored Saint, Hanging Judge.
All right.
In honor of myself. Because after this bitch, I'm going to hang myself.
All right. I hope that doesn't happen. All right. It's been a good show tonight. We want to thank our good friend Stevie Shred from the band Red Rain.
Yeah.
For checking in with us. Check out Red Rain and their, you know, all their releases and their upcoming shows and blah, blah, blah. And all of you guys and gals for hanging out with us and, you know, patronizing the show.
And, you know, next week we've got the return of James Lenfield.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. James Lenfield will be checking in next week.
From Beatallica.
That's right. New All album, right. The Devolver album coming out. So he's going to come back on. Hasn't been on in years.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've heard from Beatallica.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, that sounds good. Sound like a good time.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And we're going to leave you with some Armored Saint.
Yeah.
Some Hanging Judge.
Yipper.
And we'll come back next Saturday and we'll do this thing all over again. So until next week, this is Neely along with my good friend,
Chris Aiken.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids. Thanks for checking out this episode of The Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job.